Good morning, Dave, and good morning, ex-Phil. Boy, this is quite a week of new titles out. I would say we are replete with fantastic, exciting new books this week to take a look at and consider. And we'll start with The Most Perfect Thing, Inside and Outside a Bird's Egg by Tim Burkhead. And Tim Burkhead is a renowned ornithologist who, this book opens up with him dangling on a 150-foot rope over a sheer cliff collecting eggs. And he talks about bird eggs and not only the look and the birds that lay them and that kind of thing, but also more detailed things such as how eggs are made, how they're fertilized, developed, and hatched, which end of the egg is laid first, the blunt end or the pointed end, and why do some eggs contain two yolks? How are the colors and patterns on eggshells created, and why do they vary? So for the bird fans, chicken fans, The Most Perfect Thing, Inside and Outside a Bird's Egg is out. We have Richard Reeves' book titled Infamy, The Shocking Story of the Japanese-American Internment in World War II. This is a L.A. Times bestseller book and is just out in paperback now. As many know, during the Roosevelt era, just post Pearl Harbor, over 120 Japanese Americans were interned in camps in our country. Very important book and a very important reminder of choices that we've made that perhaps we should be very, very aware of these days. We've got Daredevils by Sean Vestal. It is a novel. It is his first novel. He is a journalist out of Eastern Washington. His first book of short story collections won the Penn Bingham Award. This guy's getting a lot of attention, and rightly so. And this book, Daredevils, is about a 15-year-old gal named Loretta who slips out of her bedroom to meet her boyfriend. But this time, her strict Mormon parents catch her returning, and soon she is married off to a fundamentalist who is already married with a bunch of kids. And she finds herself trapped in this world until her chance comes that she meets Jason Deans, her husband's teenage nephew, who worships Evel Knievel, longs to leave his small Idaho town and the Mormon faith behind. This is an exhilarating debut. It's both a riveting road trip as well as unforgettable coming of age, punctuated by the disembodied voice of Evel Knievel. So that is Daredevils by Sean Vestal. We have brand new by Caldecott medalist Dan Fantat, Are We There Yet? This is graphically a fantastic children's picture book. I love the artwork in this. And you know, when road trips come to feel like a lifetime in the back seat of the car, when it feels like it's going on and on and on forever, and it's boring, and time seems to slow down until you feel like maybe time is going backwards to the time of pirates, princesses, or of dinosaurs. You know, you're just supposed to be heading on to grandmother's party somewhere down the road, and before you know it, you're in an altered state and time. So Are We There Yet? Great children's picture book on traveling in cars. We also have out in paperback the latest by Ernest Cline. He's a fantastic sci-fi writer who wrote Ready Player One. His latest book is called Armada. And this is at once an inviting and playful homage to science fiction classics, as only Ernest can. Armada is a rollicking, surprising thriller, coming-of-age adventure, and an alien invasion tale like nothing you've ever read before. So Rolling Stone, Huffington Post, everybody's all over Ernest Cline these days, and deservedly so. That's Armada. And we're going to wrap it up with a brand-new children's series called The Witches of Benevento. And it's a four-book series. The first two have come out, one called Mischief Season, and the second, The All and Powerful Ring. And these books take place in the small southern Italy town of Benevento, which legend has is replete with witches. And we're not talking the broomstick writing type, but the supernatural beings. And these five children, two of whom are twins, are the main characters. Each book will be told from the storyline of each of the kids, and they are there to outwit these witches in this town. It's illustrated by the Ivy and Bean Books illustrator, Sophie Blackle. They're beautifully done, and it is for the age ranges of 7 through 10. And that's what we have new in at Sundance Books and Music. Don't forget Record Store Day this Saturday. Read safe, read often.